Sometimes we feel disappointed with our children.
有时候我们是对我们的儿女感到失望。
Sometimes we feel disappointed with ourselves.
有时候我们对自己感到失望。
But the thing is, if we look at the reality of things,
但是如果我们看这个现实的实况,
even we are best parents,
就算我们是最完美的父母,
it does not mean it's a guarantee that our children will grow up to be good.
也不代表说我们的小孩一定会成长得很好。
Because beside us, they also have their friends and the environment they're in.
因为除了我们之外, 他们还是有自己的朋友还有环境。
And quite often they spend plenty of time with their friends and also in their environment. Maybe this environment is not good for them.
那大部分的时候, 这个小孩也会跟他的朋友跟这个环境花上更多时间。
So that's why we must take up as much time as we can to spend with our children.
所以我们才需要 尽量多花点时间跟我们小孩在一起。
The more time we spend with them, the more influence we can have upon their lives.
我们跟我们小孩花越多时间, 我们对他们的生命也有更大的影响力。
Just like with our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像跟我们主耶稣一样。
The more time we spend with our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们跟主耶稣花更多时间,
the more time he will have influence upon us.
他就对我们有更大的影响力。
So now if our children are close to God,
换句话说, 如果我们的儿女跟神很亲近,
then we should not worry too much.
我们就不需要很担心。
Because we did our part as parents, that is to make God become their God.
因为我们已经尽了我们身为父母的本分, 就是, 让我们的神也变成他们的神。
But nowadays the world is very wicked.
但是今天的这个世代是非常的邪恶。
It doesn't matter where they go.
不管他们去哪里,
there's not too good of environment for them to grow up in.
这个环境都不是很好的。
That's why having children nowadays is very difficult.
所以在今天这个时代有小孩是非常的困难。
And a lot of heartaches.
那也是会让你很心疼。
When I go to Africa, I remember one sister, she was only 30 years old, but she had like 16 children.
那我记得去非洲的时候有一位姐妹才30几岁, 但她已经有16个小孩。
She looks like she's in her 20s, but I look at her and say, how many children do you have? She's like, you have 16. I'm like, what?
那时候她才20几岁, 我问她你有几个小孩, 她已经有16个小孩。
But does she worry about her children?
但她会担心她的小孩吗?
Not really.
也没有特别的担心。
They all run, play around in the field, right?
因为她的小孩就会在这个园里,
when I was there for 3-4 days, I didn't even see most of the children. I don't know where they are, right? They just run around everywhere, right?
那我在那里三四天的时候也没有把他所有的小孩都看到, 因为他们小孩子到处乱跑。
But over here, can our children do that over here?
但是在这边, 我们的小孩有办法这样子乱跑吗?
Just go out, don't come back home, stuff like that? Of course not, right?
就跑出去, 然后也没有回家, 那我们有办法这么做吗? 不可能。
But in Africa, really, all the children can just walk anywhere they want.
但是在非洲真的是这样子, 这些小孩想走去哪里都可以。
The only time they discourage their kids to go out and walk is when the chief of the village died, right? Because some areas the chief of the village died, they will sacrifice one of the kids for the chief, right? That's not a good thing, right? Yeah.
他们唯一不会让他们小孩出去, 到处跑的时候, 就是如果他们有一个这个村庄的族长, 死去的时候, 因为有时候他们的习俗会, 抓一个小孩, 把他献祭给这个族长, 所以他们那时候就叫小孩不要乱跑。
But sometimes as parents, we measure success very differently from what the Bible wants us to measure success.
但是有时候身为父母, 我们衡量成功的方法, 跟圣经教导我们要怎么衡量是很不同的。
So brother Andrew, what do you think? What is a successful parent, you think?
所以Andrew 弟兄, 你来想, 这个一个成功的父母是怎样呢?
Today you said, I'm a successful parent.
如果今天,
then why?
今天你有办法说, 我是一个成功的, 父母, 是因为什么理由呢?
Of the kids still in God.
如果这个儿女还在, 还是在神底下,
that is very important.
这是非常的重要。
It's true, actually, success, if our children continue our faith, that is success.
如果我们的儿女可以继续这个信仰, 这个就是成功。
But look at Moses.
但是我们看摩西,
was he not a man of God?
摩西不是一个神人吗?
What happened to his children?
他的儿女呢?
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But for sure, his children was not a successor of him, right?
我们知道他的儿女不是他的继承人。
Because Joshua was.
因为约书亚才是他的继承人。
What about Aaron?
那亚伦呢?
What happened to his children?
亚伦的小孩呢?
What happened to Aaron's children?
亚伦的小孩怎么了呢?
Huh? What's that? They were priests, right?
他们是祭司,
but what happened to them?
但是他的小孩发生了什么事情呢?
What happened to Aaron's children?
亚伦的小孩有发生什么事情吗?
Huh? When Aaron, he was the high priest.
亚伦是大祭司。
But what happened to children?
但是他的小孩怎么了呢?
No, that's Eli, and the next one is Eli.
那我接下来会讲这个以利, 但是现在还在讲亚伦。
What happened to Aaron's children?
亚伦的小孩怎么了呢?
Am I asking a trick question?
She just said Aaron's two sons were struck dead by God.
Yes, by fire. Fire came from heaven and devoured them, right?
神从天上降下火，把亚伦的两个儿子击死。
And Aaron was a high priest.
那时候亚伦是大祭司。
And the same with priest Eli, right?
那这个以利称为祭司也是一样。
Priest Eli's two sons were wicked.
以利的两个祭司的儿子是很邪恶的。
Before the tabernacle of God, they would have sexual relationship with women.
因为他们在神的会幕面前跟这个妇女有性行为关系。
What happened to Samuel's son? Samuel.
那撒母耳的儿子呢?
He's a very faithful priest and faithful, a judge.
撒母耳是一个非常忠心的这个祭司跟士师。
But on the end, the people say, "We don't want your children to be leaders of us, right?"
但是到最后，百姓却跟撒母耳说，我们不希望你的儿子当我们的领袖。
So in other words, actually in the Bible, it gives us many examples that even though as parents, you do your best to bring up your children in the Lord, but it doesn't mean on the end there will be really.
所以圣经里面有给我们很多不同的例子，说就算你。 尽力在这个主里面教养你的小孩，但是他们长大之后不一定会跟随你。
But of course, make sure our conscience is clear.
但是最重要是说，我们要确定我们有无愧的良心，就是说我们有尽我们的全力，有按照神的教导来带领他们。
But if we really focus on the things of this world, if they are lost, then I'm sure their conscience would not be clear.
但是如果我们在他们这个教养的过程只注重世界上的东西，到最后如果他们迷失的话，我们的良心就没有办法。
Any other question? Any other thought?
那我们还有什么问题、什么感想吗？
So how many of you that your children spend very little time on media?
那我们在座有哪些家长，我们的小孩是在媒体上花很少时间呢？ 那我们
media watching TV on the internet, iPod, anything that you use your eyes, to watch, right? Media, right?
那我们媒体是怎么定义呢？ 媒体的定义就是这个网络电视。 或是这个任何这个随身的这个媒体的
No, it can be many other things, right?
所以不一定是这个电子的用器。
I mean, media is things that, what's that? No, books is different, right? Books is different, right? But even then, they have digital books nowadays, right? They have these love novels and stuff like that. I see some brothers, I see most times sisters addicted to reading this kind of love novel thing, right?
那当然也有一些这种所谓爱情小说，那有些弟兄姐妹也是看这个爱情小说上瘾，这也是不好的。No,
not really. No, no. But no. Most time people use it in a negative way, yes.
所以我们在讲媒体的时候，不一定只是讲这个负面的一些东西，但是大部分的时候，我们在讲媒体的时候，大部分的人都是在用负面的。
I mean, right now, it's very difficult for me to communicate with Hawaii members, right?
比如说像现在，如果我要跟夏威夷的弟兄姐妹沟通的话，非常困难。
Because most of the leaders in Hawaii, they don't use computer, right?
因为大部分这个夏威夷的这些领导的信徒。
And they don't have cell phone.
他们不用电脑，也没有手机。
So every time I need to get in touch with them, it's very difficult.
所以每次需要联络他们就很困难。
You know, when the GA need to send them letters and stuff, who they send to me, right? Because they cannot send to anybody over there, right?
所以每次这个总会要有什么通告要寄出去的时候， 要寄给夏威夷教会的，都直接寄给我，因为他们寄不到那边。
Quite often when I have something to tell, the leaders in Honolulu, I will call Sister Mickey Oi, right? And then I say, yes, on Friday night and Saturday, please, give this information, right? That's sometimes it's on a Monday. You have to wait another 5 days, like 4 or 5 days until Friday, Saturday, right?
那有时候刚好有什么东西我需要跟教会的领袖通知什么的话，我就只好打电话给 Mickey Way 姐妹，告诉他们说，拜托在礼拜五、礼拜六的时候帮我宣布这些东西。
Just like, go ahead.
那我问这个问题的原因是因为我想要问说，我们定义这个媒体，感觉好像刚才讲的都是这个任何的这种电子的这个仪器，或是都是讲比较负面的一些用法，但是在今天在很多事情上，就连圣公上，我们也必须用这些电脑手机之类的东西，所以我们是不是要在讲媒体的时候，把这个分别为这些负面的媒体，就是纯粹娱乐性的媒体，然后不是这些帮助我们做一些工作有必要功能的这些媒体的工具。
I think the content of the media is more important than anything else. Right?
那我觉得这个在讲媒体的时候，其实这个媒体的内容其实是重点。
For example, say, oh, reading is very good for you, right?
比如说，我们说如果读书是很好。
But I know a young sister addicted to reading those love novels, and she's flunking out of college right now. Right?
但是我也认识一位姐妹，她读这个爱情小说已经读上瘾了，所以她读到说她现在大学已经快被当掉。
And if you watch TV for entertainment, also sometimes it's good.
那如果你只是看电视为了这个娱乐性的节目，有时候也是好的。
I mean, how many of us will be able to go to deep jungle in Africa and see all those animals? Right? You can't. Right?
因为
but watching TV, you can't. Right?
因为我们有多少人有办法跑到这个非洲的森林，去看到这些动物？但是我们如果看电视节目的话，就有办法看到那些不同的动物。
For me, any type of media, self-control is very important.
那对我来说，不管是任何的媒体，最重要的还是在讲节制。
When we have self-control, this means we control the content, we control the time, we control what to watch, what, you know, all those different kind of things.
那我们在讲节制的时候，就是控制这个内容，控制时间，控制我们在哪里看这些东西。
Well, for me, I'm one of the person I like to watch things to relax my brain.
那对我来说，我是那种喜欢看很多不同节目来让我的头脑休息的人。
And quite often when I watch something, I don't just sit there and watch. I, you know, sometimes I vacuum, sometimes I clean, right? But I watch something, right? Just to keep myself like that. My brain is like this, right?
那通常我在看任何东西的时候，我都是同时也在做其他事情，像我会在打扫，在吸地，然后只让我的头脑享受休息。
Yes.
No, 我会问这个问题，因为我是个电脑工程师呢，在工作上我也要做一些这个教育性的一些这个电脑程式，或是不同跟这个教育有关的一些这个媒体的用处，所以我在想说，我们在媒体上解释，在讲这个内容，然后时间的这些解释，到最后是不是只在讲说要守住我们自己的心？
Yeah.
那因为像我现在每天去工作的时候，开车车程一小时的时候，我就会这个听这个圣经的这个录音。那因为现在科技会一直发达，然后这大概再过五年之后，在美国你不管去哪里，你都已经这个你已经身在这个媒体当中，所以感觉好像我们不是要学会怎么去这个避免媒体，或是知道怎么这个限制媒体，但是应该是讲说我们怎么去守住我们的心。
You know when Paul said, right, the good things I want to do that I cannot do.
但是我们要记得像保罗说，我想做的好事我做不出来。
But the bad things I don't want to do that I do, right?
但是不好的事情我确实做。
So where's his heart?
所以他的心在哪里？
Where's his heart?
保罗的心在哪里？
Yes, he want to do good things, right? Most of us, he want to do good things.
我们大部分的心都是想要做好的事情。
Don't think that a lot of children go into the computer. Oh, I want to go and write the watch pornographic, right? Our children, most of the children, they don't think like that, right?
那我们不要以为说大部分的小孩都是想要做坏事情，他们不是上网的时候就想说我要去看色情网站。
But if they on the computer,
但是他们在用电脑的时候
one thing pop up, right?
就有一个这个视窗跳出来
and they ignore it, right?
他们可能可以先
another thing popped up, right?
不去看，然后再来一个。
So the lock on a computer and many things gonna pop up and then it will entice you.
再来另外一个视窗又上来，那他们上网越久时间，就越来越多东西会引诱他们。
I have not talked to any brother or sister who watch pornographic and say I want to watch pornographic, but no, they don't want to watch it, but this thing will draw them away, right? So that's why for you know when we are adult we can have self control and we know our heart what we want to do.But there's also adults spend plenty of time watching 12, 14 hours of Korean soap opera right, in our church, right?
那我有跟这个弟兄姐妹谈过。
And there's a grandma doing service, watching something on her iPad. A grandma doing service. Yes. Right?
那我从来没有一次跟这个有看色情网站的弟兄姐妹谈过，他们从来没有一次他们说他们。一开电脑就马上很自然的很想要去看色情网站，通常他们都是上网之后就不晓得为什么原因他们就被引诱到说要去看。那但是讲这个成年人的话，其实身为成年人我们都自己有办法有节制，但是有时候我们还是会看这个十几小时的这个韩剧，甚至有一次在聚会的时候看到有一个这个阿玛吉的姐妹在聚会的时候在看他的 iPad， 然后在看电视节目。
And that's why the granddaughter have to take an iPad every time during service.
所以后来变成他的孙女每次聚会的时候就要把他阿嬷的这个 iPad 没收。
Because I mean she's addicted, right, to watching a certain kind of show. Right?
因为这个阿嬷已经看一个节目看上瘾了。
So in our world, all of us we have sinful nature. We are normal. We have sinful nature.
就是说，我们每个人都有罪性，这也是很正常的。
We must know what is our weakness.
我们必须知道我们的软弱是什么。
If we love chocolate,
如果我们非常喜欢巧克力
，Let me go and buy a bunch of chocolate and put in my house.
我是不是要去买一堆巧克力放在我家里
？Then sooner, maybe the first week you feel I'm not going to eat chocolate.
可能第一个礼拜你会有办法控制自己，说我不要吃巧克力。
But it's a guarantee sooner or later you'll eat the chocolate.
但是是一个保证，迟早你一定会想要吃那个巧克力。
So actually, most of us, our heart is in the right place. We want to do what is good, but Paul said, "But I cannot do it."
但是其实我们每个人的心都是想要，都是愿意去做那个善的事情，就像保罗一样，只是我们做不出来。
Just like before, really, I love the white sports.
就好像
I love watch TV, I love the white sports.
之前我很喜欢看电视，因为我很喜欢看这个运动的节目。
I mean, I wouldn't miss sports for anything. That's how you know. That's how addicted I was.
那我是这个喜欢看这个球赛，喜欢到说我会放下任何东西为了看这个球赛。
So for some ten something years, I never have TV. Right.
所以因为这样子，我有这个十年。十多年的这个时间没有电视。
But now I feel I have self-control over myself.
但是现在我感觉我稍微比较有大一点的这个节制能力。
Even sometimes I tell my wife, "Oh, let's get cable for the TV." She's like, "No."
那有时候啊，甚至会跟我太太说，我们可不可以这个装第四台？ 她就说不要。And
the TV, since I came back from Hawaii, the TV actually, I think I didn't really watch it at all, right?
那我自从夏威夷回来之后，我还没有真的去看我家的电视。I
think I watched a couple of show on Little House on the Prairie, right?
那好像
you guys know Little House on the Prairie, but yeah, yeah.
我有看这个美国。
So, but if you have self-control like you, sister, it's very good. The media is very positive.
Really?
It's so positive.
但是像刚才, Evelina分享的,
but you use it for a good purpose. And media is very helpful. It's so true. It's so true.
如果我们有节制的话, 我们可以在这个好的方面用媒体的话, 媒体是很有用的。
Because most of us are not like that, that's why.
但是我们大部分的人是
But for women, most of the time, women don't have problem with media. Really, most of the time, we don't have problem with media.
但是大部分的时候, 女性对媒体都比较没有问题。
Like my heart, she doesn't really care to watch anything. She doesn't care.
就好像, 我太太哈, 她其实都不是特别想看任何电视节目。
Yes.
No, 我在想说，在用iPad的时候，这是一个很有用的、很有用的一个工具。那如果要给小孩用的话，有时候在家里就可以把这个无线网络关掉，或是不让小孩的这个iPad能够上网。所以他在房间用的话，只能用你帮他下载的这些程式。就像我的这个孙女，她上面就有下载这个儿童的书籍，所以她。 虽然可以用iPad，但是也只能看这些书籍。So,
you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying media, right? Technology is bad. I have Mac Air, I have iPhone, right? I have all those things, right?
但是不要误会，我并不是说媒体是不好的，因为我本身自己就有这个好多这个电脑、这个手机。
You know, most of the time when I do outline for my sermon, this and that, right? I can just go online and look at outline. Because outline, they just use the Bible and they outline it for you. Why do you have to do it yourself? You go on a computer and use that, right? It's much easier.
像大部分，如果我在找任何这个圣经书卷的这个大纲的话，我都不会自己写，我就直接上网去看，因为这个大纲都是他按照圣经分析来。 帮你写的，所以你只要去找一个其他人写好的就可以。
One of the seminars will do, you know, holidays, right?
那我们有其中一个讲习会会讲这个节日。If
I do all those holidays, I need to go to the library and do all the research. It would take me days and weeks, right?
那如果我要跑去图书馆去做这个节日的研究，可能会要花好几个星期，好几个月。
I just Google it. Origin of Christmas, origin of Easter, origin of Valentine's, right? It comes out, and then I just put everything together and use the Bible to supplement it, right? That's it.
但是如果有网络的话，我现在就直接上 Google， 就去查这个圣诞节的这个起源，然后这不同节日的起源，然后再来查看圣经，就我就有材料了。Just
like a knife. You use knife is very beneficial to many things, right?
就好像这个一把刀子，这个刀子其实本身是很有用处的。But
people also use knife to kill others, right?
但是也有人会拿刀子去杀人。
But internet even more so.
但是 网络更是一个有功能的
工具。Now actually, we're not talking about TV anymore, right? Now we're talking about TV.
我们现在不再讲电视了。
Video games.
电动游戏。
Really, most of the video games now are so violent, right?
其实大部分的电动游戏都是非常的充满暴力。
I mean, some of the kids play video games, you know, cutting people's head off, blood squirting out, this and that, right?
有些小孩玩的这个电动游戏都现在都是。把这个人的头切掉，然后这血就到处喷。
Right now, video game is the most dangerous media for youth.
那现在其实电动游戏是对这个青年来讲最危险的媒体。
Because when they watch TV, they're very passive, right?
因为他们在看电视的时候，他们其实是这个非常。
But playing video games.
他们是被动的，但是他们在玩电动的时候，他们就是。主动的，
但
是主动的。
You're very interactive, right?
因为你在玩电动的时候，你跟这个电动游戏会有互动。你手中会有枪，是你在射枪。
So after a while, it will affect your brain.
所以过了一段时间，这个会影响你的思考。
So that's why for us, actually as parents, yes, if we be able to really, you know, train a kid to use the media in a positive way, is very positive.
所以身为家长，如果我们有办法训练我们的小孩用这如何真正去正确的用媒体的话，这是很正面的。
My two nieces in college.
比如说我两个现在在大学的侄女。
Do I set time for media for them?
我现在还要给他们限制这个媒体的时间吗？
Of course not.
当然没有。
They on their own.
因为他们现在自己住。
But the thing is, since I know them, I train them, right? I talk to them. So now when they're out there by themselves, they know, right? What, you know, what to watch and not what to watch and have self-control, that kind of stuff, right?
因为之前我已经训练过他们，我已经跟他们谈过，所以他们现在自己做的时候就知道说他们在看媒体的时候应该看什么，不应该看什么，什么时候应该看，什么时候不应该看。
In other words, we can never take the media out of our children. There's no way.Everywhere you go is media, exactly like you say.
就像好像刚才 Evelina 姐妹分享的，我们不可能把这个媒体拿出去，因为我们不管去哪里都会有媒体。
But we teach them to be the master of the media.
但是我们要教导他们怎么成为媒体的主人。
Don't let the media control them.
不要让媒体来控制他们。
But they control the media.
反而是他们应该控制媒体。
I mean, look at if television, right?
因为我们看电视的话。
If we don't turn it on, it doesn't turn on by itself.
如果我们不去开电视，电视不会自己打开。
Just like the computer.
就跟电脑一样。
If you don't go to the bad website, you're not going to go by yourself.
你不去不好的这个网站，电脑不会自己把你跑到这个不好的网站。
But sometimes something popped up, right?
当然，就算有时候会有这个广告跳出来。
That's why I don't go on Facebook anymore, right?
所以我现在才不会上 Facebook.
Because I remember one time, I think Pastor Timothy from Vancouver.
因为我记得有一次。Vancouver 的这个洋传道
some you tell him, oh, there's a sister, she's wearing bikini and stuff like that, right? And you should go and check her website out and tell her not to post this kind of stuff, right?
有青年就跟传道说，哦，有一位姐妹她在这个 Facebook 上有贴她穿这个bikini 的照片，请你跑去那边看，然后跟她讲说不要这么做。
So when he went on there, it permitted on his Facebook that.When you go on his Facebook, you see his sister with bikini and stuff on, right?
So
they think he's, of course, people look at him, oh, why do you go visit such a website, right?
所以因为他在 Facebook 上有去跑到这个姐妹的这个网页上，那之后在他的 Facebook 的这个首页也就放着这个姐妹的这个照片，所以之后很多人就问这个传道说，你怎么跑去这种网站呢？
So for me, I avoid Facebook altogether, right?
所以现在我就完全避免 Facebook.
But sometimes it's not good for me to do that. Why? Because Jason texted me, right? And I said, hey, you have your triplet yet? It's like, hey, we have it for 2 weeks already, right?
但是有时候完全不用也不是一件好事情，因为像最近这个。太平洋教会的 Jason 就有打简讯我有打简讯给 Jason 问他说你的这个三胞胎已经生了吗？那他就回我说已经生了两个礼拜。
He's like, I guess you don't go on my Facebook, right? That's why I don't know, right?
那他就回简讯给我说，我猜你现在都没有在看我的 Facebook， 你才不会知道。
If you build to do it positive, you know, really train yourself, have self-control, have a good heart, and really use the Holy Spirit to control you, but for me, I try to go on a computer. Even as a pastor, yeah, I read, I pray, But when I go to a computer, I know there's something want to draw me, right? This is for me. This is how I feel.
所以如果我们有办法有节制的话，有办法控制我们的心，然后求圣灵帮助我们，这是最好的。但是就以我个人来说，就算我有祷告，我有读经，我知道我说我上网络的时候，一定会有东西会引诱我，所以我都会尽量减少这个时间。
So most of the time, my wife says, "Oh, when I'm home, why are you on the computer?"
所以有时候我太太在家里的时候，她就问我说：“你在家里，你干嘛上电脑？”
Because at the time I feel a little bit safe, my wife is home, I'm on the computer, I can see, you know, she be accountable for me too, right? So for me, yeah, you can call me a chicken. I'm a chicken because when you go on the internet, there's something spiritual, really. Something that want to pull you do bad things.
然后我就会解释说，原因是因为我为什么都要故意在他在家的时候我才上网，因为如果他也在屋子里面的话，我就感到比较安全，我就不会受到其他的引诱。因为其实网络上真的是有这个灵的这个工作，然后真的有些这个诱惑是从灵出来的。
But for my wife, she has no problem. She can be on the computer all day, isn't that? She doesn't think anything, right? Doesn't matter, right?
但是对我太太
，no own weaknesses, right?
对我太太来说，她就没有这个问题，她可以上用电脑上网，然后不会受到这些引诱。所以我们每个人都要认识自己的软弱。
Right now, there's plenty of brothers addicted to pornographic, addicted to computer. Plenty.
那现在有很多弟兄都这个看色情网站，然后或是用电脑都已经上瘾了。
So that's why don't underestimate the media. Yes, we have the Holy Spirit. We, you know, we pray for our children, isn't that? But actually, that desire inside our heart sooner or later will overtake us.
所以我们不要低估媒体，因为我们虽然会祷告，虽然会读经，但是我们心里的这个欲望迟早会胜过我们。
So when the kids are still young.
所以我们小孩还小的时候
，We train them to use the media appropriately, positively.
我们要训练小孩怎么以正面的方法来用媒体，怎么正确的用媒体。
Yes, sometimes he goes on his iPad and he does go to Curious George and stuff like that. It's very good, right? There's math and stuff in there. It's very good.
所以像 Seven 用这个 iPad 的时候，他就会看这些小孩的书，然后用一些这个教育性的这个程式，那这样是很好的。
But we must.Keep an eye on them.
但是我们必须要注意他们在做什么。
Yeah, sometimes we can, you know, just get rid of the internet and stuff like that. But for them to click on Wi-Fi, it's not that hard.
因为有时候我们可能自己可以帮他们把这个无线网络关掉，但是对小孩来说，如果他们要再找方法把这个再打开，是很简单的。
Because if we have to turn off the Wi-Fi altogether, this means we are inconvenient because I have to do something too, right? And my wife has to do something too, right? The only way is that.Click off Wi-Fi on the iPad, but thing is to click it back on is not that difficult.
因为如果除非你是把这整个那这个无线网络都关掉的话，这样变成你自己都没有办法用。但是如果你只在 iPad 上把这个功能关掉，同样你的小孩也有办法直接把这个功能打开。
And just like Uncle Ping said earlier, that if you desire to do something, you always find a means. You can go here, go there to do it. Really.
那就好像
watch them 24/7, right, kids.
好像 Uncle Ping 刚才分享说，如果我们心里有什么欲望的话，我们一定会找不同的方法去做，因为我们也不可能24小时都看着我们的小孩。
But we have to train them.
但是我们必须训练他们。
To use it more positive way, more productive way.
怎么用更正面、更有效率的方法去教他们怎么去用。
We want to conclude by 11:30 with our prayer also.
那
I mean 12:30.
那还有什么问题、什么感想吗？我们希望可以在就包括祷告在12:30之前结束。还有什么感想吗
？So young couple there, right? What you guys do for fun? I mean,
那对年轻的夫妇，你们现在
yeah, they are young couple too, right? You guys have no children, right?
有做什么是
？How do you keep yourself busy?
做什么娱乐的活动呢？你现在休闲。在有做什么休闲活动吗
？Do you guys watch TVs and stuff?
你们有看电视吗
？Not really. Oh yeah. I know you into sports and stuff, right? You guys, right? Yeah. Yeah.
那我现在每天
That's not bad.
我现在每天回家，这个享受休息的方法就是看网络上的新闻，或是玩一些电脑游戏。那我们不是读书的话，就尽量这个去找时间一起去度假。
I think sometimes Christian life is very boring, right? What do we do? Actually, we don't do too much, right?
那有时候这个基督徒的生命就是会感到有一点无聊，因为你不会特别去做一些东西。
Now, really, the last month I was in Hawaii, the most exciting time we played Pictionary. You know?
那上个月我在夏威夷，在这一个月当中，可能我们做最激烈的活动就是玩这个 Pictionary.
Because even the Super Bowl party, I got invited to go Super Bowl party and stuff like that, but you know.They curse, they swear, you know, because when they watch it, right, they are loud. So I just stay home by myself. It's sad, but you know, what are you going to do?
那虽然那时候有人邀我去参加这个 Super Bowl 的这个派对，但是我知道去那里之后，他们就在那里骂脏话，然后做一些不好的事情，所以我就没有去，我就待在教会。
So the conclusion of this, right, try our best to train up our children in the Lord.
那反正这一切事情的结论就是说，我们必须尽心尽力来在主里面教导我们的小孩。
Teach them to know who we are.
教导他们知道我们是谁。
We're the chosen people of God.
我们是神的选民。
Then when they know who they are, they know what is the most important things in their lives.
所以当他们知道我们是谁的时候，他们就会知道这生命当中最重要的是什么。
And that is God Himself.
就是神本身。
But for them, for us to continue to teach them like this.
但是如果我们要继续这样子来教导他们，
we must love God.
我们必须先爱神。
We must put God's word inside our heart.
我们必须把神的道放到我们心里。
And we must teach them diligently.
我们必须殷勤地教导他们。
Why? Because to teach children, you must say the same thing over and over and over again.
因为要教导小孩，我们必须重复一直说同样的东西。
We talk with them while we're sitting down.
我们坐下来的时候跟他们讨论。
We talk with them while we are walking.
我们行走的时候也跟他们讨论。
We talk with them while we're lying down.
我们躺下来的时候也在跟他们说。
We talk with them while we're rising up.
我们起来的时候也是跟他们说。
So now with every opportunity we have, we must teach our children the way of the Lord.
也就是说，我们不管任何机会，我们都要跟他分享神的道。
And only then.
就是有这种时候
that they can come up, you know, grow up to be godly children.
他们才可以有办法长大成为虔诚的基督徒。
Yet they have many things to encounter in their life.
因为他们在生命当中会遇见很多不同的事情。
But with the strength of the Lord.
但是如果有神赐的力量
they can overcome it.
他们有办法胜过这些。
Just like for us with the strength of the Lord.
就好像我们一样，我们如果有神的能力
we can overcome many things.
我们有办法胜过很多事情。
Now let's come up and pray together.
我们先一起到前面来祷告。
And really, let's focus this prayer on our children.
那我们在这个祷告的时候，真的把祷告的注意放在我们的孩子，
for sure they go through a lot of trial and tribulation.
因为他们的确要经历很多不同的患难，
and there's many temptation.
那也有很多不同的试探，
we must continue to pray for them.
所以我们必须继续为他们祷告。
Let's come up and pray together.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let the minister lay hands on us.
我们请所有圣职人员为我们按手。